For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team back at home this weekend to take on the Alabama Huntsville Chargers, joined by Owen Sillinger, sophomore out of Regina. Two goals last Saturday night. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. Played really well on Saturday. We deserved the win.
Got an empty netter on Saturday. 10 years from now, you're just going to remember a goal, right?
Yeah, I don't know. They made a big push there in the third period, and obviously Alex, I really made a big play to me in front of the net, and I finished that off well, and then obviously with Aaron Miller following up and, you know, getting the go-ahead goal on the third there, and then obviously icing on the cake there at the empty net, so it was good for us.
It was obviously a very turf war kind of a game. No easy ice, not any easy plays that were made. How can you just be better playing in a game like that?
Yeah, we knew that going in there. You know, obviously, you know, the coaching staff reiterated a lot to us that, you know, we're not going to have a lot of time and space. You know, the boards are very lively and stuff like that. You know, the goalies are getting a lot of touches. So we just try to keep it simple. I think both nights we did a good job of it. And like I said, there was no easy ice, that there was a battle every night. And it was a good weekend for us.
Back at home, what does it mean after the last couple of road trips that you guys have had to play at home again?
Yeah, we're very excited. First, a long road trip. I think it was there 13 hours on the bus there. So the guys are tired. We had a good day off on Monday, and we're juiced up now. We're practicing hard. We're getting down our habits and our details here in our own rink. We're excited to play, and we look forward to it.
Your fans know how big of a rivalry Alabama-Huntsville is. It's not as much of a rivalry with the players, I don't think, anymore as what it used to be maybe even 10, 15 years ago. But what do you guys know about the history between Alabama-Huntsville and Bemidji State hockey?
I mean, personally, I don't know much about the history, but like I said before, we had a meeting today kind of about how they play and stuff like that. We know that they're going to play with pace. You know, they're a very fast team who work hard. They have a good power play. So like I said before, we're just going to go over the details this week and be ready for Friday and Saturday.
Your dad was an NHLer. Was he still playing when you were born?
Yeah, he played until about I was 11 years old.
How much time did you spend around NHL hockey players, and how much did you just soak all that in as a kid?
Yeah, lots. I took a lot of it for granted, honestly. Me and my little brothers just thought it was normal to be going to hockey games, you know, kind of every weekend and cheering on our dad and stuff like that. And then as we got older, we kind of knew how important it was like that. So my youngest brother doesn't remember much. I think he was only about 5 years old when he finished. But 11, I kind of knew what was going on. I kind of took it all in. I'm very fortunate. So
Will Smolik's dad also played. I didn't think of this question until I was driving over here, so I haven't had a ton of time to research this, but I don't think they ever played together. Does your dad know Doug at all?
Yeah, he does. They actually got drafted in the same draft class of 89. I think that Will's dad went 7th and my dad went 11th, so he actually texted me when he found out that Will was on the team. He was kind of funny, kind of sent me a big article about him and stuff like that. So me and Will have been talking about it too, so it's been good.
Got Thanksgiving next week, another road trip next week, finals are coming up. What do you guys need to accomplish yet before you take a couple weeks off there in December?
We just need to stay focused and play our game. I think that, you know, every game is so hard to win, especially in this league. And like I said before, if we just, you know, keep up our details and our habits and kind of, you know, take one game at a time and stuff like that, this is the big stretch here of when you want to be set up for playoffs and stuff like that. So it's very important to, you know, kind of win every game that you can and just keep it simple.
Coach Sertori preaches those little habits and those little things and doing them all the time, never taking a shift off. Most players roll their eyes at coaches no matter what the sport is, no matter who the coach is. But when you see games like last weekend play out exactly like they said they were going to, does it make it easier to say, yes, coach?
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier, especially when our leadership group, you know, kind of did so well. Like guys like Tommy Muck and Adam Brady, you know, you see how every day, you know, they come to the rink and how they approach the game. It's just, you know, you look at it, it's like it's so simple, but that's what you have to do in this league, and that's why they've been, you know, so successful, those two guys. And they really showed up this weekend, you know, Tommy and the DN, you know, kind of taking care of the decor. And of course, Adam, you know, showing us forwards how to do it. So we learned a lot from them, and they're a bunch of respected guys.
Best of luck.
Thank you very much.